The Canadian government is due to release a long-awaited report on the Mackenzie Valley natural gas pipeline plan. The Joint Review Panel's report is expected to be a very detailed examination of the 760-mile pipeline's prospects and environmental impacts. The permitting process for the pipeline has been repeatedly delayed, and the national political climate in Canada has been turbulent. Canada's Conservative government was almost toppled a year ago, and today Prime Minister Stephen Harper called off next month's session of the Parliament until after the Vancouver Olympics. The Joint Review Panel began writing its report in 2004. It was initially supposed to take just 10 months to complete. ExxonMobil subsidiary Imperial Oil is heading up the coalition that wants to build the Mackenzie Pipeline, which would deliver gas to a hub in Alberta, just as the proposed Alaska gas line would do. Imperial has managed to negotiate terms with most, but not all, of the native tribes whose lands the pipeline would cross. From Yellowknife, Canada, the CBC's Lee Selleck reports that the First Nations are looking forward to the government report.
From the start, emotion and bureaucracy mingled in the Joint Review Panel hearings on the Mackenzie Gas Project. Mayor Peter Clarkson opened the hearings in Inuvik.
We might love the land a little bit more than we love Imperial, but...
We can protect this land till hell freezes over, but if we do not have an economic base, our people will perish.
Fred Carmichael, then president of the Gwich'in Tribal Council, showed early support for the project. Today, four of the five key Aboriginal governments have signed impact and benefit agreements, but not the Decho First Nations. Keenan Norwegian was chief in Fort Simpson in 2006.
I'm sitting here like I was in a court system trying to defend myself and my people's rights to their lands.
But the Liberal government of the day backed the project, and the Conservatives followed suit. Even so, the federal government hasn't cut a special deal yet with Imperial Oil and its partners. Pius Rollheiser speaks for Imperial.
Those discussions are ongoing and they're confidential. The dialogue is continuing, and we're pleased with the progress we've been making.
The Joint Review Panel's report will be handed over to the National Energy Board. By September, it plans to decide if the project can go ahead, and if so, on what terms. Rollheiser says Imperial still has high hopes.
The Mackenzie project represents a significant, vital new source of gas that the North American market needs and will need in future.
Lee Selleck, CBC News, Yellowknife.